Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we are tracking our democracy in historic times.
I'm not making new law. I'm eliminating bad policy.
President Joe Biden is going after more Trump administration policies, signing three executive orders on immigration yesterday. The measures include a new task force to reunite children separated from their parents at the border. Biden was joined by Alejandro Mayorkas, fresh from his swearing in as Homeland Security Secretary.
Looking forward to his leadership and working with Congress on a lot of issues, including the immigration bill that has, great support in both chambers.
Earlier, Tennessee Republican Marsha Blackburn accused Mayorkas of giving preferential treatment to political allies when he was Deputy Secretary of the Department during the Obama administration.
The current nominee never held accountable for showing favor to some friends in high places.
Mayorkas denies any wrongdoing, but conceded he needs to be more mindful of any perceptions of impropriety. A new government report shows the Senate Select Committee on Ethics itself has not issued any disciplinary sanctions since 2007. Meredith McGeehy from Issue One, a political reform nonprofit, says it defies common sense.
They are working from the belief that those who live in glass houses don't throw stones. They're happy to have these allegations go to the Ethics Committee, go into a lockbox, and rarely see the light of day.
The Senate also confirmed Peter Buttigieg as Transportation Secretary, the first openly gay person to hold a cabinet post. In impeachment news, former President Donald Trump's new attorneys submitted their first legal response in pretrial filings, arguing that the First Amendment protects Trump's speech urging demonstrators to march on the Capitol and that presidents can't be impeached after leaving office. Legal scholars agree it's an unsettled question. History does show precedent for impeachment for former office holders, but this would be the first for a president.
I think the president should be tried. I hope he will vote to be convicted. Anything past that is something we can discuss, but he deserves conviction.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer signaled Democrats could censure Trump if not enough Republicans vote to convict. The Senate is going ahead with the so-called budget reconciliation process, which opens debate on Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief proposal and allows it to pass with a simple majority. According to a Yahoo News and YouGov poll, two-thirds of Americans are in favor of the proposal. Last night, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki tweeted a conciliatory invitation to the Space Force. This was after Republican backlash from her lighthearted response when asked about the future of the agency created under former President Trump.
Wow, Space Force. It's the plane of today. It is an interesting question.
She appeared caught off guard by the question and was referring to an earlier response at her first White House briefing when asked about a new color scheme on Air Force One. For Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Mary Sherman. Thanks for listening.